Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. Just gone 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk. The Irish Red Cross says it will have distributed all the money raised in the Donegal flood appeal by the first week of January. We'll speak to the organisation's Secretary General. Cathal Minister Joe McHugh has met with former SLM workers who lost their jobs when the company closed without warning yesterday. We'll hear from him. Serious concern has been raised over a lack of basic equipment for the Donegal Garda Division over the Christmas period and into the new year. And it's been claimed that families are living in fear of their homes flooding in Letterkenny. We'll hear from Councillor Derry Shields, who says there's particular concern in the vicinity of the town's Circular Road. And later in the bulletin, PJ Lynch will be here with the sports news, looking ahead to what is going to be a busy weekend of sport locally and indeed elsewhere as well. The Irish Red Cross says it will have distributed all the money raised in the Donegal flood appeal by the first week of January. €150,000 is currently being distributed to 58 householders and 12 businesses. In total, €210,000 has been received via donations and fundraising from events across the county and beyond. The Irish Red Cross's Secretary General is Liam O'Dwyer.
€60,000 was already given out in cash grants earlier, immediately after the disaster, and then we have been distributing the remaining €150,000 over the last week. 70 people actually claimed, and we have now paid 42 people out. We obviously put a lot of work into getting as much of the money out as we could before Christmas, and the remaining payments then will follow in the first week of January.
And that was Liam O'Dwyer of the Irish Red Cross. And there's more from Liam on our website, highlandradio.com. The Gaelic Minister Joe McHugh has met with former SLM workers who lost their jobs when the company closed without warning yesterday. Officials from Uthras na Gaeltachta and the Department of Social Protection were also there to advise the former workers of their rights. Minister McHugh says the way workers were treated is unacceptable, and he says the focus is now on looking toward the future.
The message from the meeting today was very clear, that people are still very focused and trying to get permanent sustainable employment in the area. The officials from Uthras na Gaeltacht and other people and other agencies will stay closely in touch with the workers to see if there are positions that will be coming up in the new year. We are aware that there's an international company looking to create new jobs in the new year, and there's other companies as well looking to expand, so that information will be provided to the workers.
Now, when this company SLM first came to Gaeldoyle in April 2016 or so, you indicated at that time that you had personal contacts with the company. Have they been able to shed any light on the situation?
No. This is a decision that's been made unknown to everybody concerned, including Uthras na Gaeltacht officials. It's come as a shock because the information we were getting was quite clear that they were looking to expand in the new year. This hasn't happened. The liquidators have been appointed, and obviously now Uthras na Gaeltacht have to see how they can trace back and also find out what were the reasons for this, but also there was money put into this company as well, and they will be trying every avenue to try to get this money back as well.
And in terms of money with regards to those 32 people who have lost their jobs in emergency payments, are they going to be processed as quickly as possible?
Yeah, I'd like to thank the officials from the Department of Social Protection who came today, and they're with them. They gave them information earlier today as well, and they've also said that if there's emergency payments to be made, they will be made as quickly and as speedily as possible.
And that was Minister Joe McHugh speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. Serious concerns have been raised over what's been described as a lack of basic equipment being provided for members of the Donegal Garda Division to carry out their duties over the Christmas period and into the new year. As a result, the GRA says there is concern over the safety of Gardaí. The Milford District is down 3 cars this year with no van since 2014, while the Garda van in Bunkrana hasn't been replaced. There's also concern at the fact that not one single 4x4 vehicle has been dispatched to Gardaí in Donegal. The GRA's representative in the county is Brendan O'Connor.
Well, I suppose the fleet may have been upgraded in other parts of the country, and I see there is fleets of SUVs bought there for the armed response units down the country. I saw pictures there of a car transporter delivering a full load to Garda headquarters there recently. But certainly in Donegal, we have a chronic situation, particularly in the Milford district. I think in other districts it's not too bad for cars. it was widely publicised. We lost a car on the 1st of January this year. That hasn't been replaced. The car that was borrowed from another station to replace that has been taken out of service, and another vehicle that was rammed in the summertime hasn't been replaced. And a public order van, which was taken out of service in around 2013, still hasn't been replaced. And we still have, and Bulcrana recently lost their van, and Bulcrana is an extremely busy public order spot. Especially Christmas time, we have St. Stephen's Night, and New Year's Eve, and New Year's Night, all very busy public order nights. We have members up there now with no van. So whatever systems are in place, they're not delivering what's required for the members in Donegal.
And as you say, we are coming into, unfortunately, a time of year where we see more often than enough antisocial activity and so on. How are the Gardaí effectively going to do their job properly if they haven't the vehicles to do so?
Well, it's just a matter of making do with whatever we have. And as I say, it'll take longer time to respond to incidents, and certain vehicles then are not fit for purpose. So we have violent and aggressive prisoners. We expect the members of the Gardaí to come to sit in back the cars with them, without the protection afforded by a van.
And that was Brendan O'Connor, the Garda Representative Association's spokesperson in Donegal. It's been claimed that some families are living in fear of their homes flooding in Letterkenny. There have been varying episodes of flooding at family homes on the Circular Road leading from Glencar to Ballyboe over the past number of years. Work to alleviate that situation still hasn't been carried out. Local councillor Desi Shield says there is a continuing risk of excess stormwaters destroying family homes, but he says it appears there is no national will to address the issue.
There's a major culvert development that's required, but it's been continually delayed. And it seems to be a policy just to avoid carrying out the works. Now, there's been previously very serious flooding, in particular in Glenwood Park. And, you know, it's only sort of by the luck, I suppose, that circumstances haven't arisen again with some very heavy rains, which would have caused further flooding that they've suffered in the past. And there's a lot of anger in a number of particular areas that these works aren't being carried out, and these people have been left sort of in the lap of the gods as regards what might happen in weather conditions.
So you are requesting that the government prioritise these works without delay?
Yes, I've been campaigning continuously. A number of years now I've been raising this at council level. I've been getting different answers, different reasons why it's not happening. Talking about tenders being needed, Irish Water re-looking at their plans, different things like that, but there seems to be no will at all to prioritise these works. And ultimately, having seen what happened recently in Inishowen and the devastation that was caused there, you would think the lessons would be learnt at national level, that look, these works have to be prioritised, and look, these areas that are at risk are, you know, from Glencar leading down into the Ballyboe area, and it's basically an issue that has arisen through excessive development up and upper Glencar.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where you'll get the perfect sports gift this Christmas, in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
13 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Donal. We'll start with boxing, and Jason Quigley is gearing to get back in the ring soon. The Ballybuffet boxer is looking to start training camps in Sheffield and in Gran Canaria in the new year, and Quigley says he's looking forward to a fight early enough in 2018.
I was just, when I was in doing the shop, I was in touch with my manager there, and we're hoping now for a March date around St. Patrick's weekend, hopefully on the east coast of America.
You can hear more from Jason in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Katie Taylor has hit back at claims that she showed a lack of a boxing brain in her recent world title defence against Jessica McCaskill. BBC boxing commentator Mike Costello and journalist Steve Bunce had expressed their belief that the Bray boxer had shown room for improvement defensively in the bout. Taylor has tweeted to say anyone claiming she doesn't have a boxing brain is absolutely clueless. Former WBO middleweight champion Andy Lee believes he can still win another world title. The 33-year-old from Limerick hasn't been in the ring since his victory over K'Andre Leatherwood in March of this year. Lee lost his WBO crown in 2015 to Billy Joe Saunders and is currently ranked 6th in his weight division. Andy says he's waiting for the right offer to step through the ropes again.
I'm still young enough to fight, I'm still fit enough, and I still believe I'm good enough to win a world title again if the right fight comes along. So I'm going to give it four to six months, and then if it doesn't come, then I'll make a call. Mm. But until then, I'm going to just keep my options open and try and stay in relatively decent shape and be ready, you know, when it comes.
In soccer news, it's fifth against fourth in the Premier League this evening as Arsenal host Liverpool. Arsene Wenger's side will move above their opponents with victory in North London, but they're facing a Liverpool team that are unbeaten in nine top-flight games. Norwich and Brentford are looking to reignite their championship seasons when they meet later. The home side have fallen into mid-table after winning just once in nine games. Veteran Ireland and Norwich midfielder Wes Houlihan misses the match with a hip injury. Brentford are a point ahead of them, having drawn more league games than anyone else in the table. In Scotland, Rangers have appointed Graham Murty as manager until the end of the season. He's been in caretaker charge since Pedro Caixinha was sacked in October. The Scottish Premiership club failed in their attempts to appoint Aberdeen boss Derek McInnes earlier this month. Rangers are currently third in the table, 3 points behind Aberdeen and eight adrift of Celtic. They've also completed the permanent signing of Declan John from Cardiff. He had been on loan from the English Championship side. Here at home, striker BJ Banda has signed a new one-year contract with Finn Harps. The 19-year-old scored two goals last season but is expected to get more game time in 2018 with the Donegal club dropping into the second flight. Northern Ireland will travel to Panama for a friendly against England's World Cup opponents in May. Michael O'Neill's side follow up their match on the 29th with a clash against Costa Rica and San Jose on the 3rd of June. Panama, who are appearing at the World Cup for the first time, have been drawn alongside England, Belgium and Tunisia in Group G ahead of next summer's tournament in Russia. There are two games in the Irish Premiership tonight. Leaders Coleraine take on Warren Point, while Crusaders take on Ballymena United, and there are four games down for decision in the league tomorrow. The Irish Championship sees two fixtures tomorrow. Knockbreda will take on Harland and Wolf Welders, and the PSNI take on Limavady United. In GAA news, tonight sees the Donegal Under-21 Hurling Final, where Buncranna take on St Noonan's. That one throws in at 7:30 in Convoy. And tomorrow then sees the St Noonan's Minor Football Team take part in the Ulster Minor Club Football Tournament semi-final against Enniskillen Gaels of Fermanagh. That takes place at St Paul's in Belfast, and the winner will face Ballinascreen of Derry or Rossa of Antrim on December 26th. In darts, Gerwyn Price is through to the third round of the PDC World Darts Championship for the first time. He's beaten Ian White 4-1 and awaits the winner of tonight's clash between defending champion Michael Van Gerwen and James Wilson. Also tonight, Scotland's two-time winner Gary Anderson faces veteran Paul Lim. Justin Pipe has denied trying to put his opponent off by coughing on stage. The incident occurred as Pipe defeated Bernie Smith in his first round clash on Monday, setting up a second round meeting with the retiring Phil Taylor in the process. Sky Sports pundit Wayne Mardle went on to say it was disgusting, but world number 27 Pipe has moved to defend himself, saying Smith had no issue and that his only focus is facing Taylor. In rugby news, Tiernan O'Halloran has committed his future to Connacht. The Irish international fullback had been linked with a move to Munster, but he has signed a new two-year contract to remain at the sports ground until 2020. O'Halloran returns as one of seven changes to the Connacht team for tomorrow's Pro 14 Interprovincial against Ulster in Galway. Captain John Muldoon, Kieran Marmion and Nii Eculadoon were also recalled. Andrew Trimble and Darren Cave are back in the Ulster starting 15. Jacob Stockdale switches to full-back, while Ian Henderson continues to captain the team from the back row. It will be Cave's 200th appearance for Ulster. Sophie Spence has announced her retirement from international rugby after not being picked for the upcoming Six Nations. The 2015 World Rugby Player of the Year nominee says she's made the decision with regret and had hoped off to sign off with yet another Six Nations campaign. Spence won two Six Nations titles and was also part of the Ireland team that beat New Zealand at the 2014 World Cup. New Ireland women's head coach Andrew Griggs earlier this announced his 38 strong squad for the Six Nations. Niamh Briggs is back after injury caused the Munster fullback to miss last summer's World Cup. There are nine uncapped players called up: Leinster's Aoife McDermott, Megan Williams, Eve Higgins, Susan Vaughan, Michelle Claffey and Katie Heffernan, Munster's Dervlin Cowards and Connacht's Adele McMahon and Laura Feely. And finally, in athletics, the Northern Ireland and Ulster teams of the IAAF in Antrim International Cross Country has been announced. Donal Farron of Letterkenny Athletic Club has been named on the under-20s Northern Ireland and Ulster team, while Sean McGinley from Glenswilly, who runs for Olympian YAC, has been named on the under-17 boys team. The IAAF Antrim International Cross Country Championships will take place on the 6th of January at the Greenmount Campus in Antrim. That's all for your sports news this evening. Your next sports update here on Highland will be tomorrow at 2 p.m. for Saturday Sport. But until then, it's back to Donal.
Thanks, PJ. The British government has confirmed in writing that uninhibited movement will continue on the Irish border after Brexit. According to newly published documents from the UK Foreign Office, the rights of Irish and British citizens under the common travel area will be protected after the UK leaves the European Union. This means no Irish or British nationals will be required to apply for settled status to protect entitlements. The document reiterates that the rights to work, study, access social security and public services will be preserved. It adds that Irish citizens living in Great Britain do not need to do anything to ensure their rights are protected. There were 10 people awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the INMO. 8 were on trolleys in the emergency department. University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded in the country, with 22 waiting there. Nationally, 185 people were awaiting admission at hospitals across the country. Pre-Christmas sales activity has changed how retailers plan their year. For many, the first half of the year is a time when they aim to break even, but once they enter the phase of Black Friday onwards, sales are ramped up. Neil MacDonald, ISME's chief executive, says trends during what is a very important time of the year for retailers are in fact changing.
The more recent phenomena of, you know, Cyber Monday and Black Friday has actually, I'm old enough to remember that the sales either started on Stephen's Day or on New Year's Day. This pre-Christmas sales activity has now sort of brought that earlier, with the result that sales are almost reaching an end in the first week of January.
A national database detailing how much car insurers are paying out in claims has moved a step closer. The government has approved the drafting of a bill which would empower the central bank to collect data on payouts. The setting up of the National Claims Information Database is ultimately aimed at driving down the cost of cover. The CEO of Insurance Ireland, Kevin Thompson, says it's something the industry has been seeking for some time.
It will build on existing data reports which are produced by the sector to date. It will also centralise and regularise the reporting of insurance claims in the marketplace, which ultimately will go to help policymakers make more informed decisions to tackle what ultimately is the cost of claims, which is a defining issue at the moment in the marketplace.
Unpost will deal with 12 million pieces of mail between now and tomorrow. The usual volume of 2 million per day triples in the run-up to Christmas. There's no need to panic if you're waiting on an arrival. Unpost say cards and gifts will be delivered tomorrow. With more, here's Nicole Gernon.
Our mail sorting operations are working 24/7, working around the clock. We'll be doing deliveries on Saturday, and we'll be just working hectic to make sure Christmas is delivered for everybody.
Angus Laverty from Unpost says there'll be 300 extra workers to deal with the 6 million pieces of mail it will handle each day for the next 2 days. Although online shopping has become more popular in recent years, Andy Kavanagh, who's worked on the GPO's parcel counter for the past 5 years, says they're still extremely busy.
The Irish mammies and the Irish daddies sending stuff to the loved ones over in Canada and America and Australia, Tato crisps, tea bags.
Over 70% of us still send Christmas cards, and Debbie Gilligan, who's been working on the stamp counter for 7 years, says it's being taken up by the younger generation.
They'll have their euro or whatever looking for their stamp for Santi, and most of them now, they don't even know where the stamp would go on.
Although the price of a stamp for Irish destinations has increased to a euro, it hasn't deterred these people from sending cards.
Keeps people in touch with one another in a writing way rather than just texting.
But you have to spend a few bob, haven't you? It's Christmas. I think it's terribly mean to hand somebody a card.
And for anyone waiting for a special visitor on Christmas Eve, Angus has some good news.
135,000 Santa letters came into Unpost this year. We got them up to the North Pole, and every one of those children gets a reply from Santa. So we work very closely with the North Pole Post Office this time of the year.
Nicole Gernon at the GPO.
Agus anois an nuacht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Shéir Mahasa, Colm Ferriter and Sean in the Prieve Scalty or Highland Radio. Bi dra scalty de abrihe na cólachta SLM, lonihe I bárc gró agi dór nur a togu fógra scaradífa inye. Trochas a dá fóst a cailfer ag an anad a hannig conan lahar chanskunav an nari ta jíma léirihe na njarna an cólacht changwa le hudaras na gaeltachta chun fibana sáku a flé. Cás an tara státs Joe McHugh chumaila anadihe o udaras na gaeltachta le hír ebrihe SLM chun malu a hort stífa maidur le cartu sáku. Agus dúrt sé go wild spéis léirihe a cólachti ele pastana ar chur a fáil sa vlianuar. Bhí an seolú áfagil don ceiliúrú blian na Gaeilge iavid is a hortéig an ag tíhí an réaltas an seachtain seo. Dúirt an Tara Stáit Mcú go mé gach rána réaltas agus ara páirte le linn na blianna agus nach mé blian na Gaeilge ag díru ar cantúirí lífa a bhain ach be fáilsú raibh a hananna fólamóirí ag daoine ar bhagan Gaeilge agus daoine thar leir chomáid. Ba uachtarán na hÉireann Michael D. O'Higgins mar fatrún ar an blian speisialta don Gaeilge a seolú go hafigil ag an tíseach Leo Varad Kerji Kedin. A press ratchester and Dr. Neil Comer uachtarán Conor na Gaeilge gur corann sé foilte raibh an taiciúart láidir atá léirí ag an rialtas do bhliain na Gaeilge agus go bhfuil sé ag súil go spreachaí sé seo cólachtaí poblaí ran a rialtas agus an mór phobal le himeachtaí a agrú agus páirt a ghlacú sa bhliain. Ní amháin gur ceiliúrú ar an Gaeilge agus ar an abhiochan teangan a bheith gceist ag deis de ahananne dúchlann ratha atá roimhe an Gaeilge a phlé. Tá sé fógraíthe go bhfuil Alantas breise ar fiú suas le 20 mil euro a chur ar fáil faoin prósas phleanáil teanga an chuig ceantar go dóir ranna fáiste anagar agus lochan nuair ina measc. Tá breis is sa bhreis ar 100 mil euro a bheith ar fáil de gath limistéir pleanáil le teanga gealtachta agus caihíd na limistéir a chruitéir a hasú le leas a bhaint as an Alantas breise. Agus be maiad ní bhrenean agus a chlán ar an Ardan ag nolag gaelach ag anad níod Padraig Dór an í dór an ocht a glahanne a seacht chun sáchar don inad agus do scoil Padraig Dór agus sin mo chuid sa illegaléir slán agus bannacht.
Gara me agus a column. The weather now, generally dull and overcast this evening and tonight with patchy drizzle, mist and fog, lows of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius, cloudy in most places but it'll be largely dry and bright tomorrow. Some outbreaks of rain along the coast later with temperatures tomorrow hitting 11 or 12 degrees Celsius in a moderate to fresh southwest wind. That's Highland Radio News for now. And looking at the main stories in brief, the Irish Red Cross says it will have distributed all the money raised in the Donegal flood appeal by the first week of January. The organisation's Secretary General says €150,000 is being distributed to 58 householders and 12 businesses, with all the money being distributed by January 5th. You can hear the interview with Liam O'Dwyer on our website, highlandradio.com. The Gaelic Minister has met with former SLM workers who lost their jobs when the company closed without warning in Gwydor yesterday. Officials from Uthrus and the Department of Social Protection have also been meeting with the former workers today, and there's serious concern been expressed about the lack of basic equipment in the Donegal Garda Division, particularly in the Milford district, which is now down three cars and still has no van, according to the GRA. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 22nd of December. The death has taken place of Tony O'Shea, Castle O'Geary, Inver, County Donegal. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Inquiries to Gallagher's funeral directors, Mount Charles. The death has occurred at Archview Nursing Home Letterkenny of Dan Sweeney, Legland Drumkeen. His remains are reposing at his daughter Katie and son-in-law Eamon O'Donnell's residence at Strelongford Drumkeen. Funeral mass on Sunday at 11:30 in St Patrick's Church Drumkeen. Interment afterwards in the local cemetery. Inquiries to Con MacDade and Sons funeral directors, Letterkenny. The sudden death has taken place of Annie McFadden, Mina Loch, Knockfalla, Gwydor. Removal from Gwydor funeral home this evening at 6:30, going to her late residence. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. Inquiries please to Kieran Rorty, funeral director. The death has taken place at Melmount Manor Strabane of Ruby Fletcher, 8 Crohan View, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for service of Thanksgiving in Christchurch Bowling Green at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residence Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Altmagavan Hospital of Angela McGarrigal, née Doherty, 11 Carrickley Road, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 to 12 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30. Interment afterwards in Sacred Heart Cemetery, Derry Road, Strabane. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at Dunloe District Hospital of Sheila Bonner, Mean Moor, Dunloe, formerly of Arranmore Island. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Columbus Church Acres. Interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Dunloe Hospital, care of any family member, or Sean Midlin, Funeral Director, Dunloe. The death has taken place of Betty O'Donnell, Nao Connor, 52 Barrack Street, Strabane, formerly of Meeting House Street, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 to 10 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has occurred at the High Support Unit, St. Columbkill's Village, Clea Clonmany, of Kathleen Grant, Lower Illies, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Kathleen's remains will leave St. Columbkill's Village Chapel this evening at 6 o'clock, going to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the High Support Unit, St. Columbkill's Village, Clonmany.